Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, make plans Thanksgiving weekend to see Nick.
Yes.
By the
Saturday,
way,
Saturday, November 28th.
In case this is the best of, it's May right now.
I was just trying to talk Richard into doing that gig.
I talk him into it?
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, it's pretty far away. I'm like, well, yeah, but wouldn't it feel nice to have something on the calendar?
Right, right.
Just to have something on the books.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, November 28th,
yes.
where are you going
to
be?
East of Eden in Griswold, Iowa.
There you go. Make plans now, because you got plans, nothing else.
8 p.m.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, write that down.
Right. The time will be important.
No.
6 months away.
November.
East of Eden.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry, east of Omaha.
Okay.
East of Eden sounds like a...
What's the difference?
That was a movie.
I thought it was the name of the place, yeah. East of Eden, right?
East of Omaha.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
It's actually a John Steinbeck book. And they made a movie out of it.
Ben Roy, comedian, used to be a comedian. He's going to phone the program later today.
East of Eden had James Dean.
Yes, it did. Comedian Craig Peters used to be a comedian. We'll call the show tomorrow.
Comedian Craig Peters used to be a comedian.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, if you're not doing anything right now, you're a retired comedian.
I'm interested to see what Craig's been up
furloughed.
To.
Furloughed. Furloughed.
All furloughed. But furloughs.
You're still a comedian, right. But you used to do stand-up. Just like Nick is a comedian and used to do stand-up.
I don't know. If you're not getting on stage, aren't you just kind of a funny guy?
Nick's just a radio guy now. He's not a comedian.
I'm just like, I'm very thankful. I'd be losing my mind if there wasn't some sort of outlet.
I know. And you have the outlet. And we're glad you're here. Who else said Jerry Stiller?
Square Peg, Brown Hole.
All right.
It's a hit with Jerry Stiller, as does Taint Misbehavin'. Tertiary Syphilis gets a hit, which I've always been amused by. Of course, Three Holes, No Waiting gets a hit.
Four.
Four.
Three Holes, No Waiting. Four.
That would be Vanessa shouting four.
Something about Todd and Tyler's monkey. Todd Punzel, Let Down Your Balls.
Yeah.
I love that kid's story. The kid, she crawled on, he crawled on the balls to get the Todd.
The long balls saved the day.
Right. Todd Punzel.
Todd's dead fridge gets a hit.
Oh, it's dead.
Todd's
now.
Next son, Todd's preteen bike shop. Todd's top five pickles gets a hit.
I accidentally bought a jar of sweet pickles.
They're my favorite.
I love sweet pickles.
They're good. Sweet gherkins.
Oh, yeah, I don't like them. I'll bring them in.
Oh, you don't like sweet gherkins?
One of you can have them.
Oh,
yeah, we're all about the sweet gherkins.
Yeah, but somebody's got to stick their fingers in. Whoever sticks their fingers in, nobody else can touch it.
Yeah.
Well, we could get a fork or something.
Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot about the fork.
There's utensils we could use.
Yeah.
Hoity-toity Nick.
Check out the big brain on Nick.
With his forks. Yeah, but once you
he wants a pickle.
You're putting it in your mouth, and you're putting the fork back in there.
Oh, you take it off the fork.
You just take it off the fork.
All right.
And then you put it in your pie hole, your pickle
hole. Maybe a spoon.
Hole.
You could slide off the spoon.
You're high class.
Yeah.
My number one pickle, by the way, now is the Claussen hot and spicy dill pickles.
Oh, really?
They're very good.
That's probably
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
So what's 2, 3, 4, and 5?
Nope.
No.
Tell us.
Yeah. I think that's the whole top five.
All right.
Hot and spicy.
You've never had sweet gherkins before?
Yeah, I don't do really.
Oh, then you should have bought them.
I don't really care for them.
Oh, I love
I accidentally
Gator.
Bought them. I didn't look at the label. It's important to look at labels when you're buying stuff.
There's like 40 kinds of pickles. I thought you weren't going to the store. When did you accidentally buy these? Three months ago?
Oh, yeah. It was pre-pandemic.
Okay.
But they've been just sitting in the fridge, untouched.
Right. Well, you get dog treats. Why eat pickles?
Right. And more to sample.
Why eat human food?
Lance Bass and his husband, Michael Turkin, had to halt their plans for in vitro fertilization thanks to the pandemic.
And why else, Craig?
And nobody had...
Nobody's got a uterus.
Nobody's got a uterus.
That was our joke off the air.
Hard to rent one in these trying times?
I don't know where they were planning on getting one.
Neither one had a uterus, that's the joke.
Yeah, neither one has a uterus, so they're putting their plans for in vitro fertilization on hold.
Speaking of in vitro, how about Melissa Etheridge losing her son at 21?
You know,
Beckett Cipher was his last name.
Yeah.
That's just
Julie
sad.
Cipher. Yeah.
It's just a sad story because this is the kid that was, the sperm was David Crosby.
Exactly.
Who was just a great talent still, but he had a drug problem.
Yeah.
It's a great documentary on David Crosby now.
He fully admits to having an addiction issue.
And the kid died of opioids. Now, people die of opioids all the time, these kids do, that don't necessarily have parents that have problems. But just what a sad story, man. And I'm looking at the photo. I never saw a photo of the kid. He's 21. He was 21. I can see the David Crosby definitely in his face there. That's a sad story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At first, it was just her company that came out and said that the 21-year-old son had passed away. And then she came out and said that it had to do with the opioids.
Yeah. When I hear those things, I don't say anything. It's usually, I always think of suicide. But she came out and told me this morning it was opioids.
Well, right now, I think coronavirus. That was my first thought.
I don't necessarily at 21, although, that can happen.
Absolutely.
But I wonder what's happening to those numbers, like suicides and overdoses during all this.
Yeah.
They are increasing a little, but it's not enough to open up the economy like some people have said.
It's enough to put a pie graph up there and say, look, people are dying.
Yeah, it is not outweighing all the other stuff.
I had to tell somebody their post was stupid the other day because they did a pie graph with it was cancer, it was car accidents, and... something else in there. And then, of course, not COVID's cool.
Yeah, why would you worry about this brand new one that's killing a ton of people?
The ones in the pie, by the way, were not, you couldn't catch those.
Oh, car accidents are not contagious?
Either's cancer. And either was it, there was two or three other ones in the pie graph she shared.
Heart disease.
I said, this post is stupid. And I just moved on.
I've wanted to comment that on a lot of stuff lately, but I don't because they can comment back.
Well, what I do is what I'll do.
It is senseless to engage.
Yeah.
What you do is you post it. Just say, I didn't call this person stupid. I'm starting not to do that anymore. I'm starting to do just this post is stupid, although I think it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And then you post it, then you block them.
Oh.
Because I don't want to hear from them anymore anyway, And sometimes I'll type it out like Todd said. You type out your angry post and you delete it. Just to get out of your system.
Yeah, that seems to work for me.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Joe Buck, the lead play-by-play announcer for Fox Sports Football, says that Fox is exploring some things to provide for a more normal viewing experience should we have football sans fans.
This is what he was talking about on the Real Sports episode. where they if they play football in front of no fans, sound effects.
Yeah.
They will make a sound effect production out of it.
Most of us, we travel once a year usually see an NFL game. And it sucks that we're going to miss that particular experience. But if you live in any of these big cities, a lot of people go to every game. So for them, it's going to be completely different. Most of us are on our couch on Sunday watching the game. And I think after 2 or 3 weeks without a crowd, you'll still be into the game because it's football, you know?
Joe Buck said
that Florida
said, come down, we're open to everybody. They can play anybody.
Yep. Follow our rules and you can play anybody. Yeah. Now, Joe Buck said he thinks that Fox and the other networks are going to have to put crowd noise under the broadcast make it a more normal viewing experience at home.
Yeah, but you got to have the right amount of. You got to have the guy with a button that says, hey, you suck, Blakeman.
Yeah, but yeah. You got to hear that. Yeah. But we don't usually hear that on TV. You got to be at the game to hear
but
that.
But you will get your resounding boos during a bad call. You got to have all those sound effects.
No, I don't think that's going to work. I think it's just going to be, nope. I think it's just going to be the noise people go,
Joe Buck says you got to be realistic with how a crowd would react.
Yep. You have to. You got to have all those on file.
But then somebody's in charge of pushing a button
that
says the ref sucks, and that guy works for the NFL, and he's going to go, I can't push that button. The crowd, you can't control.
No one's going to say the ref sucks. They can have the crowd booing.
Okay, but that's a natural crowd reaction, and from a homer crowd usually. I'm not saying there aren't bad calls. There's plenty of bad calls. I'm just saying somebody in the – you know how it is. Nobody wants to judge their peers. So they're not going to put some half-cock guy up there, and he's going to push, you spoo. You know, they're not going to do that. Well, I think they need to, but I don't think they're going to do it.
The guy's got to do his job. He's got to be giving realistic reactions.
But he doesn't know. I mean, they're going to say, hey, don't push the boo because we want you. You know that ref.
No, you've got to have the boo, boo, that chant.
They ain't going
to
do it.
That's got to be on file. Has to.
Well, they're not going
to
do the swearing one. They're not going to put the swearing one out there because that would just be, we'd hear that. We'd hear that. Just no other crowd blocking it out.
You know? I love when the crowd does that. And the announcers
they can't do anything about it.
Well, they have to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
The crowd voicing its disapproval. They usually say something like that.
Right. Swearing on national TV.
They're also going to put virtual fans in the stands.
I like that point.
When you see a wide shot, it's going to look like the stadium is jam-packed when it's actually empty.
Well, they're just going to stretch a big old green screen over the entire stadium so they can.
The technology now is amazing.
Are they going to do
the crowd?
But how about baseball cardboard cutout thing?
How about the deniers standing outside the stadium wanting to get in? They're not going to get in, but that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
There will be riots outside the stadiums from dumb Chief fans. Sorry, Nick.
Yeah, just stay away from Mahomes.
Right.
6 feet, dudes.
I got season tickets.
12.
Right.
And it's my constitutional right. To get in
God
that game.
Given, Jesus wrote it in the Constitution, right?
Yeah. Season tickets are valid.
I'm telling you, they're gonna have to block off the whole parking lot of these stadiums to keep people from even being around the stadium.
Oh, they will.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then those people will be behind the barriers outside the parking lot saying, let me in.
And don't worry, Nick, the refs will make sure that nobody gets within 6 feet of Mahomes.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Sure.
I'll be thankful for that.
I'm sure he's going to start getting that star treatment.
Oh, he will.
Well, and if you had enough people gathered outside of the stadium, the broadcast might even sound like some semblance of a crowd.
They're not going to put big screens out there because they don't want people outside those stadiums.
Yeah, but you had enough people with TVs on the back of
their
trucks.
That's true too. Yeah.
Yeah, unless they cordon off the parking lots, there's going to be people there tailgating.
But they won't be able to do that. That just beats the purpose.
I know.
You know.
Well, it's Florida.
Yeah. No, anywhere. I'm talking about anywhere.
Missouri,
yeah. Pittsburgh, Green Bay. Yeah, and all the rubes in Green Bay.
Wow, there's rubes in...
I mentioned Pittsburgh.
Every NFL city.
Every city, that's what I meant.
You're familiar with Liz Cheney?
And by the way, Todd, I agree with you about that, but that Real Sports is 2 weeks ago. So they don't know what's happening a month from now or 2 months
from
now.
Oh, no, but I mean?
I still think there's going to be crowds in these stadiums. I think that people are going to go, we don't care. And I don't think that's right. And I'm not going to be in that stadium, but I think they're going to put...
But I think the NFL is preparing for all possible scenarios.
Right.
And one of them being adding sound effects to a game production.
Right.
I'm annoyed by that. It feels like they're lying to me.
Right, especially the boo part.
Any of it. Feels like they're lying to me.
Underlying just noise.
Yeah, they're showing me a crowd that's not there. Yeah.
But the way
we're gonna make you we're gonna make you feel better and make it look like there's people here. Check this out.
They should do it.
Look at what we can do with our TV.
They should do it like Bill Maher and show like the Romans yelling. You know, the people with the watching Bob Hope in Vietnam. Show funny ones.
Much better.
Show funny ones.
Yeah, but don't lie to me and tell me there's people there.
Right,
but Craig. It's not a lie if you know that it's fake.
Yeah, it feels like it.
If you're in on it,
yeah, that's technically true, but it still feels like it.
I'd rather be in on it and it'd be the funny ones, like the Bill Maher does. Right. Shows an old Ed Sullivan crowd clapping.
But the way
at a
crowd reacts is an important part of the viewing experience. It'll get my attention if I'm in another room and I hear the crowd roar. Well, the home team must have done something good.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, but I still don't like this.
We're lucky we're going to be even going to see it. So that's all I'm really going to care about.
Yeah, I'd rather see it without a crowd. If it's going to be weird, like at least let us experience how weird it is.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think you'll be surprised how professional and how accurate the crowd sound effects are going to be.
But I think,
oh, no, that's not the question.
No, it isn't a question.
Not the question at all.
I think you're onto something, though, Tyler. I'd love to see like an early season game like in Jacksonville or Miami, and then they just splice in a cut, you know, a shot of the crowd, and it's like the Ice Bowl.
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, just funny stuff like that.
People all bundled up.
I like that.
And freezing their ass off.
Yeah.
Just and have the announcers not even mention it,
right,
so that the viewers just going, wait a minute, I thought this game was in Florida. What?
Yeah.
Like to see Jacksonville can't get a virtual sellout.
Right.
There's still empty seats.
They got bored. They got bored drawing in the people.
Got to keep it realistic.
Whatever.
They still have to rope off the top rung.
Right.
So you're familiar with Liz Cheney.
Oh,
Dick Cheney's daughter.
She's horrible.
She generally is.
Oh, she's not here? She called somebody out?
Yeah.
But then said vote for that person?
Because she will.
That's what people do. They call them out and they say, well, but still vote for him.
She hasn't really called anyone out specifically.
Got it.
However, she does this. She sent out a tweet. Dr. Fauci is who she's talking about here. She says, Dr. Fauci is one of the finest public servants we've ever had.
Or public enemy number one, depending upon whose Twitter feed you look at.
And we're not looking at that one. We're looking at Liz Cheney's. She said, Dr. Fauci is one of the finest public servants we've ever had. He is not a partisan. His only interest is saving lives. We need his expertise and his judgment to defeat this virus. All Americans should be thanking him every day.
I never thought I'd be applauding a Cheney, but applause to a Cheney.
There's been a couple of senators. She's not a senator, but there's been a couple that have done this. But they'll turn right around and say, but Trump's still the man. Keep voting for him.
Yeah, but listen to him.
Right. So that falls on deaf ears with me when I hear it. I'm glad she said it, but she'll turn right around and say Biden sucks, you know.
Well, that's a different point. That's a different point to her, though.
You're changing your whole attitude towards the guy pushing the false narratives, then it's hollow.
Is she a congresswoman for Wyoming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so.
The one? They just get the one, don't they?
I don't know.
Small. I imagine she'll be a senator or something at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's the least populated state. So I know North Dakota just has the one.
Oh, okay.
And North Dakota has more people than Wyoming.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what screwed up. North Dakota has two senators and one congressman.
Yes.
That's the biggest joke in the whole political system.
And now they're telling us that the coronavirus can stay in the air for 8 minutes after talking.
Great. Boy, that means it never leaves this room. Because everybody's talking all the time.
Yeah, it's all that's happening here.
Yeah, that's why they're concerned about crowds, because people get loud and boisterous, and phlegm flies out of their mouth.
Everywhere.
When they're yelling at Blakeman.
Spitting everywhere.
There's a lady in front of me in line at the gas station yesterday, and they've got like the little stickers on the floor where everybody should, so everybody's spread out, but she coughed. She's there with their family, and she's like,
"No mask,
no mask, no." And then she says to her husband,
"Didn't protect it."
I didn't see where it went, but I heard it, and I looked up, and she's like, "Oh, you can't cough anywhere now." And she's like, "That just went down the right, swallowed something.
Okay, that's down the wrong pathway. Wear the mask.
Wear a damn mask.
Yeah, then you can cough."
Yeah, I wanted to yell, but I also didn't want to get arrested at the gas station, swearing and.
You should
at least don't cough.
Just don't.
You're gonna leave in 90 seconds. Just cough outside.
Right. Or wear a mask. Yeah. If you get something stuck in your throat, wear a mask.
And yell next time. That'd be a good story for on the air.
Yeah.
What'd you do yesterday? Got arrested at the gas station.
If I would have had my pack of smokes before, I didn't want to go to another gas station.
Hey, yeah. I don't want that stuff in my lungs. Give me two packs of cool. Try to be healthy back here. Yeah. Give me a carton, John, to come back. Comedian Ben Roy.
He used to do stand-up.
Nick is a comedian now. He's got a gig.
Yep. November 28th.
He's got a gig. Did I see right that Landau's performing in Florida in front of a crowd?
Really?
Check out Dave Landau's, our buddy Dave Landau's Twitter.
I've seen a couple comics that there's places in, like, I don't know, Missouri, Georgia, yeah, that are they're doing shows soon.
Yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.